This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Cotton Council issued a press release pointing out some of the flaws in his proposal, as the 2008 farm law was carefully crafted and was done and paid for. To suggest more changes at this point would be detrimental to cotton producers and really all of agriculture.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
A couple of the major ones that would impact the cotton industry include reductions on adjusted gross income levels that are included in the payment limits provisions, phasing down of direct payments, which are viewed as green box by the World Trade Organization, also making cuts to cotton storage payments, again, were paid for in the 2008 Farm Bill by cuts in other portions of the cotton provisions. Another area which is truly puzzling is the 20% reduction in the market access program. Cotton Council International has been heavily involved in this program, is one of the lead participants in the market access program, and it's been very beneficial to the cotton industry by promoting the use of cotton and cotton goods around the world. To make this cut in this highly effective, highly thought of program is just puzzling, especially when during a State of the Union, the president announced that he wanted to double the amount of exports that we have. So the cuts there would also be detrimental to the cotton industry.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Traditionally, presidents suggest major cuts, especially in farm programs, but more times than not, Congress doesn't go along with what their suggestions are. As the appropriations process begins to ramp up in Congress, traditionally that doesn't begin until after the president issues his budget proposal. NCC will work with our Cotton Belt members of the House and the Senate to ensure that provisions in the farm law that are important to the cotton industry are preserved. And so the coming month, that will be a big focus for us as Congress begins to look at their appropriations allocations for agriculture and what programs that they are going to support and at what level they're going to support them.